Well, this Christmas season, the story goes on. This morning we were reading from Luke chapter 2, 22 through 40. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what custom and law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel." The child's father, mother, marveled at what was said about him. If you think about this, you bring this child in, and this old man comes and just takes him from your arms and starts to say these words about this child. Imagine how his parents felt. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary and his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of men in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too." Gee, I'm glad I came today, right? There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until the time she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that moment, she gave thanks. Thanks to God, and spoke about the child who they were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their hometown of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Word of God for the people.
Thanks be to God.